Good morning. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. The prayer concerns I have for today are the ones that are in our bulletin, our thoughts and prayers, and you see their names listed there. And what I a lot of times do with my bulletin is put it with my morning devotional things, so I remember who in our congregation particularly that needs our prayers at this time. Thanksgivings for today. Happy Easter to everybody. Hallelujah, Christ is risen today. And you might have noticed in the appropriate pews we have the hymnals out again. So for those of us who have a hard time reading the screens, we have the numbers in the bulletin, so hopefully that will work out better. We're getting bit by bit back to normalcy, step by step. Some of you may have been here at 7:30 with a sunrise service put on by some of the laity of our congregation. We had 35 or 40 or so who attended that service. And then to add a little normalcy to that, we had coffee, juice, and donut holes, and fellowship at tables of four, and fellowship in Wesley Hall. So baby steps, but hopefully we can do it in a way that's comfortable for all. You'll see the variety of announcements on the back of the bulletin today. Upcoming meetings, so remember to put those on your calendar, those that apply to you. And then remember to look at your calendar so you remember to go to the meetings. I've missed a couple because I've lost track of what day it is, I guess. You'll see about grief share classes. And remember about Thursdays at 10, the coffee pot's always on for us. And you don't necessarily have to be a knitter or a crocheter. Just come and join us for fellowship on Thursday mornings. And I see we're on the air. So again, good morning and welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. And the mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Pratt will be bringing us the morning message today, and I am Linda Schramm, your worship leader for this morning. Going back to announcements, a new Bible study is starting Wednesday, April 7th. Pastor Sue is leading it. Feel free to stop in for it. Even if you can only come periodically, you'll still get a lot of out of the sharing and the discussion that goes with whatever topic we're working on. The one during Lent was very powerful, using the book, The Walk. The only pop-up food pantry this week will be Saturday, April 10th, at the fire department in Applegate. And you'll see listed in the bulletin who the flowers are in honor or memory of. For birthdays this week, first week of April, we have Dorothy Bittner Wilson, Abby Bowerman, Emma Send, Jacob Lasecki, and Ricky Tank. So shall we have a happy birthday for them? Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And anniversaries this week are Dan and Connie Radloff. Yep, anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship during the prelude and the lighting of the candles. Amen. Our praise song this morning is number 2026 in the small black books in the pews. Halle, halle, hallelujah. Join me in the call to worship. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Let us pray. Almighty God, you who have sent Jesus into the world to suffer, die, and rise again for our sake, help us to experience your transforming resurrection power within our lives and ministry. We offer our prayers in the name and spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our opening hymn is number 302, Christ the Lord is risen today.
may be seated. I don't see any young kids here, but we're all children of God, are we not? So who's going to volunteer to come up today? Suzanne! Woohoo! I love it. Do you have a favorite color?
Green.
Yay! There's a green egg. So for you kids that are listening and us kids that are here, I'm going to get one too. I like purple. So I can have purple and you can have green. Does that work? Okay. Okay. Have you had an Easter egg hunt yet?
I didn't find eggs. I hid eggs.
Me too. Wasn't that great?
It was so much fun.
We, as the Christian Ed and some of our laity, went and hid eggs at our children's homes. They're a little concerned about still coming in. Did you get your eggs? Yeah. He's like, I am too big for this, but we still wanted to have. So, weren't there things in the eggs?
I didn't.
I didn't either, but I could feel it. Yeah. But you know what? There was one egg that didn't have anything in it. It was an empty egg. Look at yours. Do you have something in yours?
It's empty.
You know what? So is mine.
Oh, my.
Isn't that cool? What does that mean?
Should we be happy or should we be sad?
Well, you know, when I went to Deckerville this morning, the kids were talking about having chocolate in theirs.
Oh.
I would love to have some chocolate. Yeah. But you know what I told them?
What?
I told them that the empty egg was really special.
It is.
Because, you know, on Friday, we put Christ in the tomb,
yes.
And they closed the tomb.
Yes.
But Mary went this morning, and guess what?
It was empty.
Yay. So we have an empty egg to represent that Jesus is no longer buried. He's alive. He's alive.
Yay.
Woohoo! So boys and girls, I know I still have one family that I need to hide. They haven't been home. It's spring break.
Oh, yeah.
So I need to still go hide their eggs. I hope you don't mind, folks. I'm really kind of excited because it's so much fun to hide the eggs. So
I didn't get bit by the dog or anything.
Me neither, but I was told not to go to the backyard because the dog was in the back. I think I've been to that same house, and I just go, hello, ticky, ticky, tickies, or rooster, rooster, rooster. But they don't bother me either. I still go and have fun. Yeah. I'm so glad you came to join me this morning.
Oh, well, I'm glad I came, too.
I hope that you keep your egg out all year.
Okay.
Because we know in our mind that Jesus is alive,
mm-hmm.
And we hopefully feel Jesus' presence in our hearts and our souls.
And sometimes we forget, so this will remind us.
Exactly. Sometimes we forget. So if we put this like on our dresser or in our kitchen or bathroom, wherever it may be, then we can remember that Christ rose for us. Can we do that?
Yes.
Can you do that, boys and girls that are listening on the radio? You have eggs, so take one of those eggs, and one of them was empty when we delivered them, and keep that in your home so that you can be reminded that Jesus loves you and that he's with you always. Can we pray?
Yes.
All right, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your son.
Our Old Testament lesson today is Psalm 118, verses 1 through 2 and 14 through 24. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give thanks to you, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. May the Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Okay. All right. So today we're praying for Richie Enterprises. And I got the battery so hard in here, now I can't get it back out. All right. Give me a second as you listen on the radio. There we go. I think I put it in wrong. All right. As you heard the prayer request this morning and those that are in our bulletins and in your hearts, remember them as well as Richie Enterprises in our community. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. O holy and gracious God, we thank you for this Easter morning that we can come and celebrate that Christ is risen. We thank you for your presence with us at all times, with the empty Easter egg that can remind us that you are no longer buried, but alive. You walk with us and you talk with us and you tell us we are yours. So Holy God, as we minister to those around us, fill us with your Holy Spirit that we can be your hands and feet to the world to share this great news, to be able to tell others how much you love them, to share that you are with them at all times. And Lord, when we doubt, we ask that you give us belief. When we fail, we thank you for your forgiveness. And Lord, for those who are sick, we pray that you will heal. For those who grieve, we ask that you bring peace and comfort. To those who are lost, help us to reach out and find. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to be in and through us, that we do your work to glorify you and to give you praise and glory in all that we say and all that we do. Lord, help us to say, I commit my spirit to you, O Lord, that we will follow and be faithful and obedient to honor you. In the name of Jesus, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Would you stand as able for Up From the Grave Heroes?
to 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached for the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. She did not recognize that it was Jesus. And he asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary?" She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us now pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less and less of me, and more and more and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. As pastors, sometimes at Christmas and Easter, it's the hardest sermon to preach. Because we all have heard the story over and over and over again. So how can you tell it differently? Do you need to tell it differently? So this morning, I want you to put ears on that will hear something that may give you a new insight, maybe an understanding, a new way to look at things. See if God speaks to you. Very familiar story. And in John, he only uses Mary Magdalene to go to the tomb. In other scriptures, in other gospels, it has Mary and Mary Magdalene both go, women, going to the tomb on that dark morning. And I think about the darkness as Good Friday we left in darkness as Christ died on the cross, was laid in the tomb, and the tomb was shut. And then on Easter morning, it is still dark. The women are grieving. They mourn the loss of their friend, their teacher, their rabbi. And they get to the place where Jesus' body is supposed to be, and the tomb is open. Now, they may have been in fear. They may have had some joy. They may have had some mixed emotions. What is happening here? Did Christ really die or rise from the grave? No, somebody must have moved him. Who moved Jesus? We're here to prepare him and take care of him. Because that was in that time in that culture that they did this with spices, and they were there to put the body where it was going to be, and it's a final place of burial. And didn't they remember what Jesus said? I will rise again on the third day. But I know sometimes when we're mourning and grieving, it's hard to really think about resurrection. I've been privileged to be able to be in Israel. And they actually have two places where they say that Jesus was laid in a tomb. One was more in Jerusalem, a little ways from the skull, Golgotha, where he died. And a church is built over it, and they have a slab there, and you can walk into the room, and you look at the slab, and you walk back out after hours of waiting in line. And then we went to the place where there's a garden, and it's right next to Golgotha, and the skull where he died. And the rock is made out into a facial feature that looks like Christ's head, his face. And there's a few more steps over is this garden where there was an empty tomb. The tomb wasn't tall enough where you could just walk in. You had to kind of bend down. That's why Scripture said they bend down and looked in. And we got the privilege of bending down and going inside the tomb, where you see the white strips of linen that are laying there, one around his head and the other is folded up in there. I have no doubt in my mind that the place where we went secondly, with the garden around, where we could go in to bend down and look into the tomb, was the place that Jesus Christ lay. Do we know for sure? But this place is the most logical since it's near the skull, and they didn't have much time, and they went close by and put him in a tomb. But for me, I felt his presence there. Mary Magdalene also felt Christ's presence, but she didn't recognize him. She looked right into his eyes and did not know who he was. It wasn't until he spoke to her, her name, Mary, that she knew without a doubt that this was Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. She ran, as she was told, to the disciples, to Simon Peter and the other one whom Jesus loved, which we know is John. Guess what? Guess what? I've seen the Lord. Can you imagine how they must have felt? They may have said, "Woman, you're crazy." But what did they do instead of saying that? They got up immediately and they ran to the tomb and they looked inside themselves. One and then the other. The other disciples saw and believed. I think about these scriptures and I think about Mary Magdalene and probably Mary, the mother of Jesus, of Simon Peter and John. What were they actually thinking when they got there? Is it true? Is it real? Did they move him? Are you sure that that was Jesus who you spoke to? What does it mean for us today to hear this scripture? For me, it means reality. For me, it means because I've been there and I've had the presence of Jesus with me at that very moment that we were in his tomb. I didn't have to see the body. I didn't actually have to go to Israel to believe it, but I saw it and I did believe even more so. But I believe today, and I haven't seen Jesus Christ face to face, but I believe Jesus has called my name, Susan, Jim, Caleb. He's called our name. He is real. He has resurrected. And as he has he has given us hope. For when we die on this earth, as we believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, believing in him, trusting him, we too, when we die, will rise again and be with him. That's hallelujah. Amen? It gives us hope. It gives us something for the future to look forward to that eternal life that we will have with our Lord Jesus. And from so many we've heard or read about with others that have gone before us. So what can we think about this passage for today? What does it truly mean, and what are we to do with that meaning? If we truly believe that this is the truth, if we truly believe that Christ has called us, if we truly believe that he is resurrected, and let us go back even a step farther, if we believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, for our sin, then I hope we don't stop saying alleluia. I hope we don't stop not following him and not being faithful. Because he's done this, he gave his whole being, his whole life to you and I, as he emptied himself out on that cross, that we may be forgiven, that we may be loved by our God, our Lord, that we can have his presence with us every moment, in dark times and in light. Mary went in the dark. She mourned. Life wasn't going well. How could this happen? But when she saw Jesus and she told the others and they came and he spoke her name, she saw the light of Christ. I think about the time this season that I have had COVID, and I think it really stinks. I have not been able to breathe like some of you may be breathing. I may be breathing just like some of you are breathing. It hasn't been the healthiest year for me. But I can tell you this, nothing that I have experienced, nothing that I have experienced is worse than what Christ experienced on that cross and beforehand. Nothing we experience in this world will be that bad. That Christ died on the cross for us. For all of our sins, the whole entire world, then, now, and in the future. Nothing we experience will be worse than that, even though we may feel like it is. We may feel like we're in dark times. We look at the TV and we watch the news and we see the racism, the killings, the floods, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the fires, and the list goes on and on and on. But today, because he lives, we can live the rest of our lives with assurance that he loves us, with assurance that he knows us, that he calls our name. What does he want from us? Will you follow me? Will you commit your spirit to the Lord God? Will you be in worship every Sunday? Will you study his word? Will you pray to him? Will you have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Because he's calling each one of us, not just Mary. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is alive. Sometimes we know it here in our head, but I want all of us to feel it in our spirit, in our soul, in our heart. To feel like Mary felt, to feel like disciples felt, it is real. I saw and believed. Now I know there's doubters out there. Thomas, who walked with Jesus, even doubted. He had to see for himself the scars on his hands and in his side. We know others that say, no, there's no Jesus. They may believe in God, but not God's Son. Well, today we hear a story, but the story is real. It happened. It is truth. And God wants us to share that truth. Go. Go and tell those disciples. And for us, he's saying, go and tell others, I am alive. I am here with you every day. That's why, children, I hope you remember that empty egg and keep it all year round, because it reminds us that you are no longer in the ground buried, but that you are with us every day. There's hope. There's hope. There's hope. We sing, Alleluia, up from the grave he arose. Alleluia, hallelujah, holly, holly, hallelujah. Do we mean it? Do we feel it? Can you feel Christ's presence with you today? I pray that if you get nothing else out of this sermon today, that you know that God loves you and that he's with you. And he tried to tell his disciples that same thing and what was going to happen, but they couldn't fully understand because it hadn't happened yet. They said on that Passover evening, and they had their meal as they always do, that ritual. And in that meal, Jesus did something different. He took the bread and he broke it and he said, this is my body given for you. And after the meal was over, he took the cup and he raised it and he gave thanks and he said, this is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins. It's a new commandment. It's a new beginning. A new start to your journey. I will no longer be with you for you to see me. I will be with you in spirit. Remember me. Let's pray. God, we ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and juice as they symbolically remind us that Jesus, his body and his blood was shed for us to give us hope, to give us eternal life, to give us a relationship. And so as we partake in Holy Communion this morning, Lord, we pray that you will just pour out that Spirit on us for us to understand the truth and then to go and share the good news that Christ is alive. In the name of the risen Christ, I pray. Amen. I ask that you take your communion cups. Does anyone need one? Did everybody get one? take that thin layer off of your first cup. It's a wafer, reminding us of the bread. And take and eat. And pull back the cover on the cup of juice. Yeah, you have to take your mask off to partake. It's all right. And then take the juice. This is his blood poured out for you. Drink in remembrance. There will be baskets at the back, so when you leave, please just take your cup with you and put it in the basket in the back. Once more, let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for your life. We thank you for your resurrection and the remembrance of what you have done for us in the breaking of the bread and the shedding of your blood. May we always follow you and give of ourselves as you have given to us. Amen. This morning, the offering has been at the back. If you need it, just kind of raise your hand, and the ushers will bring the offering forward. Please stand as able for the doxology. Our Lord God, we thank you for the gifts that we have received. May these gifts be given back to you as our love and a commitment that we follow and be faithful, and that your name is glorified. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. A closing song, Because He Lives. Thank you. as you go forth from here. I pray that you enjoy your day and know that I share a happy Easter with you. The victory is won. Death cannot be kept down. For Christ has risen. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
It's not.